In your work, how different are you from other Jewish organizations in terms of fighting bigotry, injustices, lack of tolerance, etc.?
I would say that we're very different from all the other organizations that we're close to in Australia. We are a bit similar to some of the other blog sites internationally, but we tend to focus on Australian issues, so we don't really overlap with them either. But we're very different from the way we handle certain kinds of issues, because we put them out, we put the issues out in public on websites and send emails to people and get people corresponding about it, and then in the end they will eventually make a complaint and correspond with the offending organisation, be that the ABC or SBS, could even be the Age newspaper and so on. And so the other, or whilst other organisations might put a formal complaint in, so that's their mission, that they would put a complaint in and see what happens, and they've been successful with that. What our organisation does is alert the public to the whole issue, so the public puts complaints in, and when the ABC sees that, they understand that it could be that there's one complaint in from anti-deaf, there could be, you know, 30 complaints in from people of our readership, but they all understand that this was an issue that needs looking into. Mm-hmm. And so it ends up empowering those other organisations to some extent.
So even though it might be seen as an overlap, it's actually not an overlap, it's a magnification of the impact of dealing with an issue.
I see.
That's how I see it.
So to finish our presentation of ICJS, what would you expect of your readership? How would you like them to help out in your fight for more justice and more fairness and more proper journalism?
My answer to that is that our readership is already doing a superb job. Our readership, we couldn't ask them to do any more than what they're doing. They keep us informed of what they're doing, and they send letters in and they spread the word to other people. The people who we would love to appeal to are people who aren't yet readers, because once you become a reader of ICJS, if the issues motivate you, you'll find plenty of opportunity to actually become involved in those things. But the people who don't know about ICJS are the people who we really need to appeal to.
So would you like to give us your website for other people to be able to get in touch with you?
Sure. The address is www.icjs-online.org.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.